Squaw's grandfather.
Yes.
Edward. Yeah.
That Edward and Grace are good people.
Yeah, they
yes,
are.
They are.
Yeah, I'm proud to have them as grandparents.
Yes. It's wonderful to have such good grandparents as that.
Yeah. Let's see, Frances was your aunt?
Yes.
Do you know who her mother was and father?
Why, yes. Her mother. You know Aunt Frances?
Yes.
Yeah?
Who's?
Well, Aunt Frances' father was a Dow Tabor.
Was what?
Dow Tabor.
Who?
Dow Tabor.
D-O-W?
Yes.
Dow?
Yes.
Dow.
Tabor. Illegitimate children.
Yes. And mother, what was grandma's name? What was your grandma's name?
Mine?
Yeah. What was your grandmother Perry's name?
Mary.
Mary Perry?
Yeah, yeah, Mary.
Do you know her maiden name?
Perry.
Well,
Perry.
That...
Perry?
Her maiden name was Perry.
Yeah.
This Tabor.
Yeah.
Fathered the children, but he never married her.
Yes.
See, the children...
The children's...
If a child's mother and father are not married in the state of Kentucky, they take the mother's maiden name.
Yes.
You're not allowed the father.
It's not legal if you don't.
Yeah, well, that really messes up my tree. Haven't ran into any of that yet. Let's see. So, her...
Your great-grandma, that your... Everett's great-grandmother.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay, so... She was Mary Perry, and that was her maiden name.
Yes.
And his name was Dow Tabor.
Mm-hmm.
Was that his real name, Dow?
D-O-W.
That was what they called him? And, but that was his biological,
yes,
her biological
he
father.
Yes, he was his sandwich, and that was his name.
Yeah. Huh, but that was her real father, but they weren't married.
Yes,
they weren't. She was
there. There was four children.
That four children, my mother, named Frances Hall, and they had two brothers.
What were their names?
Bob?
One was Robert Perry, and the other one was Lincoln Perry.
Lincoln?
Mm-hmm.
Lincoln and Robert?
Yeah,
and...
she got the older little horse racing.
Yeah? What was your mother's name?
Amanda.
Amanda?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Where did they live at?
I couldn't tell you.
Mama, wasn't it over on Smoky someplace?
Yes, and over on Smoky, I guess.
Her mother was born at the head of what is now McGlone Creek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Over there. So I don't know if Aunt Frances was or not.
Huh.
And then this Mary Perry later married a kitchen.
She married a kitchen after
yes.
that. What, did this Dow Tabor die?
I don't know whether he died or what. He just left her, probably.
Yes, he Now those children, those all four were illegitimate children.
Yeah.
As I told you, I can hear her really good, and.
Then she had, how many kitchen children? They were legitimate.
She was married to Kitchen. He was a young man.
Dave, Bill, George, who else?
And Dick.
Dick.
Four
kitchen children.
Yes. Four.
After the Tabor children.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the Tabor children were named Perry.
Yes.
Do you know who their parents were? Who Mary Perry's parents were, or anything like that?
Mama, do you? She probably can't hear you. Talk stop. Do you know who your grandma Perry's? Do you remember what her parents' names were?
Grandma Perry Kitchen.
Yeah. Can you remember what her mother and father's name was?
Well, no, the father was Henderson Perry.
Henderson Perry.
Yes, and I just don't know what my great grandmother's name was. I don't know. If I ever knew, I'd forgot. Right.
There's a man by the name of Ed Henderson that lives. Where's he live? He probably has more of this information than Mother
yes,
would have.
He lived over in Henderson Branch.
He has traced the Henderson family tree way down. So the Hendersons they're related. Where does Ed live, Mama? Where does
now he lived on Henderson Branch, and he's a very well educated man.
Your grandpa would probably know where Wally Griffey lives, and he lives right across the road from where Wally Griffey lives.
And his name's Ed Henderson.
Ed Henderson. And he has traced family tree of the Hendersons completely way back, all the way back through. And he'd probably have more of this information than she would.
And the Perrys married into the Henderson family someplace?
Yes.
Where at? You don't.
I'm related to the Henderson.
He has all the information. And he's traced on mother's bays, you know, all the way down into our generation.
Huh.
So I'd say he'd give you more help than anybody.
Yeah.
You just do this for a hobby.
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to do roots. Now we have our web generation traced back to 1352.
Oh, really?
To England. Yeah. I never tried to do the bases, her family tree.
I think my mom was down here a couple months ago, Earlene Porter. She was looking for Dillard Duncan's grave over here.
I wasn't here, honey. I was in California, so she probably saw my sister.
Oh, well, she talked to somebody, one of the webs around here.
Charles.
Yeah, well, we found his grave. Me and my cousin found his grave the other day. It's right off the road, an old
one. Yeah, it's very close up there to the road.
Yeah, J.D. Duncan, not Tom. But.
Yeah, there's all kinds of Duncans buried up there. Duncans and Deans, and a lot of their graves are all sunk in. Stones have fell over.
Yeah.
My father years ago tried to give give the Duncans that if they would maintain it, and offered to give them posts cut off the farm here. If they would just, you know, they'd fence it in.
Yeah.
Too honored to even do that. Whenever they put a headstone up there for Tom Duncan, I called his son, and I told him, I said, you can set that because it's in my deed. It's never been accepted out of any deed. So I told him, you can set that stone, but there'll never be another person buried up there.
Yeah.
So he said, no, we wasn't wanting anybody buried. And I thought, you would have thought they'd wanted to come over and clean the thing off if they'd set, you know, a nice tombstone like that up there.
Yeah.
And then there was three early settlers that was buried up there. They're rock. All the way up to the top, and the top is cut, is a solid stone cut in the same shape as the old time coffins used to be. Out here's the top, and then they come out this way and then down.
Yeah, and that's those are up there?
There's one still standing.
And it's like a coffin on the ground?
It has field stone. I can't, it's been so many years since I've been up there. I don't know if there was mortar, if there's mortar between them, or if it was just later.
No,
there
was no mortar between.
Your grandmother played up there when she was a girl. She could tell you about that. I think every kid in the country's played up there.
Yeah, and it was a pretty.
They used to say it was Indian grave. No, it wasn't, because Indians don't bury like that.
Yeah,
it's been an early settler. Come through, and nobody knows exactly how far back it came. And she said when her father was a young man, it was up there then, and nobody knew knew about it then. And Sable Tabor's mother said it was her grandfather, this was her grandfather's homestead place. And she said that the graves were there then. So it's probably way back, probably more than 200 years old.
That's interesting. That
there was three. I remember when there was three of them. Of course, naturally, all the elements and so forth, the trees growing up close as before, push things out, and they fell in too often.
Yeah.
It's really a.
I'm sorry. I just don't know. I don't know no more about my kinfolk. As I told the old fairy, I said, well, maybe you can, but I don't know how it is.
But that Eddie Henderson, I'd say, would have.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm
way back.
So I have to talk to you. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And he lives, some of them up there would know where. He told me that Wally Griffey was his neighbor.
Yeah.
And he's a very interesting man to talk to.
Yeah, he is.
He traced things back. He's come here several times. And, you know, questioned mother about her brothers and sisters and their family. He has it all down that far. Completely on down.
Yeah, that's too complicated for me. I don't know if I'll ever do that. Do you know when Henderson Perry died, your great-grandfather?
No, I don't.
I'd say he'd have every bit of that information.
Yeah.
Yes, he's got all that down in a book.
Yeah, I'll have to talk to him then.
Mm-hmm.
And your name was Lonnie Bays.
Lona.
Wilma?
Lona, L-O-N-A.
Oh, Lona.
L-O-N-A. Don't put it there, L-E-N-A, because we're woman up there on the bank. I told my doctor, I said,
half of the name comes in, Lena. That's, Lona is an odd name, isn't it?
Yeah.
So usually they write it, the way she writes anyhow, it's backhand. And it looks like Lena, the O, but she doesn't completely close the O, and it looks like L-E.
I can't hardly right slow now, my fingers and hands and jobs are with arthritis. I can't hardly write.
Can't remember. This man would have a telephone.
Yeah, maybe I should call him tonight.
Yeah.
Where's he? What part would that, what little town would that be?
Otville.
Otville. Olive Hill. Oh, Olive Hill. Oh.
Jesse.